This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. And joining me today in the JPR studios, our winner of the NPR Tiny Desk Concert, sponsored by what? Lagunitas Brewery. It's Wesley Jensen and his band called The Penny Arcade, all the way up from Reading to Ashland.
Yeah.
You're sort of keeping it in the house here in the state of Jefferson. First of all, congratulations on an amazing video submission. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. You've got a new record due out soon called Memos. First of all, why don't you introduce all of the guys that you have brought into the studio today?
So we have Seth Carlson here playing guitar, as well as Ryan Gillespie, who is also playing guitar, formerly on the drums. Then we have Matt Deacon on the bass guitar. And Mr. Nathan Sletner, join us on the drums.
Welcome to all of you. Wesley, you are originally from Reading, true?
Born and raised, yeah.
What was growing up in Reading like for you? Were you a musical kid?
I started picking up on music probably around junior high, adolescence, you know.
Like through school or just making music in your spare time?
Just in my spare time. I started off with the desire to be a punk rock star, and that's what kind of fueled everything. Back in sixth grade, I started writing songs before I owned an instrument. So,
right on. How did you connect with all of these guys?
Oh, through a series of fortunate and unfortunate events. actually, one of my the band that was playing with me at the time ended up canceling a couple of days before a gig about 2 years ago or so. And these guys are guys that we knew in town, and Ryan was actually one of the guys that was playing at the time. So Seth and Matt got picked up kind of by necessity, and we gelled so well together that we just kept it going, the four of us. So
I think musically, our first exposure to you was the release Californian, which came out back in 2013.
Okay.
This one sounded like it was something that maybe you had recorded yourself, definitely lo-fi, because I have heard some samples of what is to come, and they're noticeably different.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this contest, and then I want to hear you guys play a tune. How were you made aware that NPR was doing this national competition?
I actually saw it because I'm a bit of a beer fan myself, so I saw it through Lagunitas posting about it and thought, This is right up our wheelhouse. We could knock this out of the park. So,
and the criteria was basically it needed to be an unsigned band, right? Not somebody signed to a label.
Correct.
And you had to perform behind a desk, sort of to simulate Bob Boylan's office there at NPR in Washington, D.C. Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade are my guests live in the studios today. Their upcoming record, which is due out when, do you think?
That's a bit of a question mark.
Due out later is called Memos. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Control.
Could learn to fly, but science never caught up with my mind. 2015, but I still don't see jetpacks and hover cars. They promise me, but it's out of my control. I know it's out of my control. Oh well, I know it always works out in the end, but it's out of my control till then. Sometimes you win and other times you lose. Sometimes you break and other times you prove. 27 years, but I still don't see, is karma working good or bad for me? But it's out of my control, I know. It's out of my control, oh well. I know it always. works out in the end, but it's out of my control till then. Progress, they say it's worth something, well, I guess, but I would rather see something complete than see it progress. Progress, they say it's worth something, well, I guess, but I would rather see myself complete than see me progress.
That is Control. It's Wesley Jensen and band, the Penny Arcade, live in the JPR studios today. The new record due out, as we mentioned, someday soon, is called Memos. We'll talk about that Kickstarter campaign in just a bit. Of the guys that you have brought in, how many of these guys are in the video?
So four of us are in the video, and then one is not.
So you brought in a ringer to play drums here today.
We brought in a ringer today. And he's awesome. So,
who came up with the idea for the video that you guys submitted? By the way, we have it on our website.
Okay.
It was from the YouTube. Whose idea was it to actually make this video?
It was actually an idea that I came up with working at a desk job, sitting there and kind of humming to myself songs, and you know, kind of picking, like hitting on the keyboard, and you know, picking up a shaker on my, you know, with my paper clips or whatever, and. And I thought, wow, what a great idea for a video to do something live where we play all the instruments with office tools.
Because it's essentially you at an organ, but everybody else is just playing office supplies.
Right.
Was it a trick to try to figure out how to mic all of those things? Because some of them don't put out a whole lot of sound. I mean, it's sort of like we've got this little paper holder here in the studio that, yeah, you can use,
yeah,
but it's not very loud.
Yeah, so we mic'd a couple overheads that kind of picked up pretty much everything, and then just my vocal and organ had a mic, and I think we mic'd the bottom of Ryan, our drummer's desk, because he was kind of like using it as a kick drum with like,
just, yeah.
I think he was kicking it or something to where it sounded like a kick, so we wanted to get that kind of beefy kick sound. So,
well, early on in the competition, your video floated to the top. It was one that the NPR folks mentioned early on as being one of their favorites, and it stayed pretty prominent on that website. Ended up in sort of unofficially their top seven, because it's one of the honorable mentions right there,
right,
on the site. What kind of fallout has there been for you guys since that? Of people just aware of you now that weren't before, or did you see a big jump in likes on your Facebook page or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it was absolutely great as far as awareness, and we got a lot of really, really good feedback. I think we got some new fans out of it, so yeah, we're incredibly thankful for that. So it was great.
Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade live today in the JPR studios. The new record we'll talk about here in just a minute is called Memos. What do you guys want to play next?
We're going to play a song called Humanitarians.
Oh, I know how we go. stupid. I just wish my best friends would come back home. Come back home. Mexico, it's not too far. Down the coast, we could take a car. Coming and going, staying and leaving, it's just the life of humanitarians. Coming and going, staying and leaving, it's just the life. I'm not disagreeing, no, no. Oh, oh, I know where we go. Maybe I am a little selfish, but you know I cannot help it. No, I just wish my best friends would come back home. Hey. Come back home. No, it's not about moving. It's all about what you're doing. Never really had a calling. I should just join in. Mexico, you maybe we should go. Mexico, and maybe we should go. Mexico, maybe we should go. Mexico.
That is Humanitarians. It's Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade. Wes, are both Humanitarians and Control going to be on the new record coming up?
They are. That's correct.
It's called Memos. This is going to be funded by a Kickstarter that you literally launched in the middle of July, so not that long ago, right?
Yeah. So unfortunately, fortunately, we were able to already get as far as we have, but...
Usually it's... raise the money, then book a studio, right? But you were saying that you've already got most of the album laid down already.
Yeah, we do. We just have a little bit left, and we're at the point now where we could really use the help on the Kickstarter. So,
did you bring in an outside producer?
We did. His name is Brian Hall. He's out of Portland, Oregon. He's actually the head composer and co-owner of Marmoset Music. It's a licensing company that we have our music on. So,
why did you decide to call it Memos?
That's an interesting story, actually. I started recording the songs because I didn't really have much time during the day, worked full-time. I have three kids, two of them under 2 years old, so definitely had my hands full. So anytime I would have extra time, spare time, I would always have my phone out, whether driving to from work or whatever, and I would start tracking some melodies, kind of putting some ideas on my phone. And then I try to go back later and listen and see if there's anything worth keeping and trying to put together a song with. So,
earlier you mentioned that you were made aware of the Tiny Desk competition through Lagunitas.
Correct.
Your website itself has music, art, beer, invention. There is a beer tie-in here, right? And it actually goes back quite a while for you.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, I grew up in a beer family, per se. So I work currently with a distributorship. I'm the craft beer brand manager. And yeah, so beer is a big part of my life. I'm a certified Cicerone, which is kind of like a beer sommelier of some sort. So yeah, I'm a big, big fan of beer. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
You've got that sort of going on the side. Is that something that you're going to continue with if music takes off? Or, I mean, how would you weigh those two pursuits?
Yeah, music's definitely my passion, I would say. And beer just happens to be a fantastic hobby, something that I also very much love and can tie into what I do. So
tends to go well with making live music sometimes too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I have to ask, what's the deal with the buffalo statue?
The buffalo statue. So I inherited the buffalo statue.
And we should give some context. There's a picture of the buffalo statue, and you're all sort of paying homage to the thing recording studio of some sort, right?
Yes, yes. So typically, and we were actually talking about that we might have some bad juju of not bringing him here today. We kind of forgot him, but his name is Oswald. He's a statue of a wooden buffalo. And we take him, he's on in all of our shows and everything. We try to take him everywhere. One of my buddies gave him to me. His name is Jim Maxwell, gave him to me years ago and said, you know, take him on the road with you, you know, show him a world that I can never show him, you know. And so we kind of took him, we've kind of taken him under our wing. He's become our mascot of sorts.
Right on. Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade, my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record due out later this summer, hopefully, maybe into the fall.
Yeah, it's probably looking more like the fall at this point.
So. It's called Memos, and information is on the Kickstarter site. Do you actually have a Kickstarter URL for that, or do you just go to your website?
We do have a Kickstarter URL. I don't know it off the top of my head.
But your website is?
WesleyJensenMusic.com. And yeah, you can. There's multiple links on the site to click to go to the Kickstarter. So.
Well, I love the sound of the album that is not yet out. I'm looking forward to getting a copy so that we can play it here on the station. Wesley Jensen, my guest, our winner of the NPR Tiny Desk Concerts competition. And again, that video that they submitted is available to watch on our website, ijpr.org. We're awful proud of you. The new record sounds fantastic. Unfortunately, you're leaving. You're moving away from the state of Jefferson.
It's true. The state of Jefferson, I don't think you can ever really move away from it. It goes with you, but...
Where are you going?
I am headed to Denton, Texas.
The hotbed of Denton, Texas.
The hotbed.
What's drawing you there?
It's just a great little music town. It's really up and coming. I'm definitely a small town guy, so it fits my vibe more than, you know, a big city, a big music city, so... yeah, really excited. Great location as far as travel goes. A lot of good music around. So,
and what does the future hold for the Penny Arcade?
Hopefully, really big, great things. You know, the sky's the limit. So,
right on. Well, thanks for being here. It's great to hear you play. What do you want to wrap up with today?
We're going to play a song called "Papers," first song that I wrote on this record.
And trading in fables for food on the table. Let the end of the day, I won't let so stay cold. Losing my energy and gaining security, keeping your names like finding purity. Paper bag and discipline for the noise and the influence. Ooh. 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 Be a boss you can trust. Got the papers. Be a ghost you can trust. But I've got the papers.
That is Papers. It's Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade live today in the Jefferson Public Radio studios. Wesley, guys, thanks again for coming in. This is great.
Thank you so much for having us.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Real pleasure.